This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The life and times of the American family farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be here with the music of Luke Bryan, getting us started for this week. We're going to celebrate the farm and the history. Top Leaf Farm is our focus with Benjamin Farr in a few minutes. First, though, I'd like to start all of our visits with a reference to some of the things going on in the news that affects agriculture, affects you, affects me, affects all of us, whether we're dairy, whether we're produce. There's so much labor pain in dairy because the prices of milk are in such a horrible place. It's hard to have the ability to pay a lot of the folks. A lot of the people that were involved in various federal programs are now finding work elsewhere and not on the dairy farm, which is certainly a problem. There is, as I look at some of the stories that have made it this week in terms of the news, is there a problem where you are in spring planting? There sure is where I am. I have yet to, this is the third week of May, I have yet to be able to get on most of the land that I wanted to seed down in hay and oats this spring because it's like a swamp. It is. We've had 18 inches of rain here in Massachusetts this month. You just can't get on the land. And I know that's the case. It's worse when you look at some of the weather, even this past week in the Midwest, up from Nebraska through into Iowa. You go into the Dakotas. You go back around. You circle back around to North Texas. The rain, the rain, the rain, the rain. Tornadoes. Whether you're, it doesn't matter what state you're in. I was looking at the story of some rural Iowans who are recounting how they were doing last year at this time, and they're so far behind this year. How does it affect the price of what we're going to be able to get for our food or for our commodities later on this year? Well, that's affecting how well the farmers do or don't do, and certainly the China trade war, which is dragging on and on and on. The Chinese don't seem to be in a big rush to restart the trade talks, and so it's just a big confusing mess. I saw there was a bill introduced that would require the U.S. Department of Agriculture to buy American with the trade bailout funds. In other words, make anything that people purchased with USDA money has got to be for American-made products. No Chinese. I mean, that's the obvious point, is to not buy things that could be used in agriculture that are produced in China. I think that's a smart move. I think we ought to be doing that anyway. And it's hard because many of the engines that are made, some of the Asian tractors that you see around, become pretty popular. Try finding parts, though, for some of them. Wow. I have not ever bought, I've known some people who have some Asian tractors. I just have tractors. Actually, we're from the vintage. They're actually made in America. I think the last new Massey Ferguson tractor I bought was made in France, though, or England. But most of them have been made. Most of the internationals, I have internationals and Masseys on my farm. And I'm pleased because they still, you can, if you're lucky, you can find parts that are still made for them, because my tractors go back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I have over four decades of various tractors from different companies. Anyway, I think the idea to buy American with USDA money is a good idea, frankly. I would support that. There's a small group of America's big farms that are getting the money, and this is what really I want to focus on here for a minute, because this is so damned outrageous. It really is. It goes on and on and on and on and on. This has been the problem that we, in my estimation, we understand where the money's going, and Trump keeps talking about we're going to help the farmers. Who the hell are you helping? You don't even know anything about farming for the most part, and the people who are around you, like your pal Sonny Perdue, who wants to take care of his big farm pals. Those big farms don't need the money. The American family farmer, the small independent grower is the... what are we doing? And how are we this blind to what's going on? The news media is kind of following the story, but they're usually out to lunch, too. They're as bad about this stuff as Trump is. Trump's a New Yorker. He eats hamburgers from McDonald's. He doesn't know from nothing about ag and doesn't care. It's obvious. So he says he pays lip service because without the farmers, he wouldn't have won the last election. And so if he continues down this road, he won't have farm support. Maybe he'll get support from somebody else. But the dairy farmers who are caught up in this economic system with no winning formula are being screwed again by Trump because the bailout funds are going to places that they have no business going. You can tell by my tone. It so annoys me that these people are so tone deaf, or maybe they're so arrogant that they don't care. They figure, we'll just take care of our friends and we'll give them money that they don't deserve, they don't need. It really is. You can tell by my frustration, finding it hard to share the words to master. Even though I make my living talking, I sometimes get frustrated and I want to use expletives that would be deleted. So these challenges, there are some individuals, and I'm looking at most of the people that I know who've got maybe 200, 300, 400 acres of land. You raise livestock. That business isn't great, but it's not as bad as the dairy industry. And, there's all the happy ag trades, Max Armstrong and that bunch that are always trying to kiss up to the likes of Purdue. For what? Only because, you can get advertisers or it makes you look good in the eyes. And I don't have anything against Purdue. Against Armstrong. I think Purdue is a flat pancake. I think he's single dimensional. He doesn't really understand. He was the Georgia Secretary of Agriculture and understands that kind of farming, but I don't think he has a global picture of what's going on. I know it's easy to criticize, and I probably shouldn't fall into that, but I just find it, when I see, and he could control better where the money goes, he just doesn't want to, because many of his pals are from big ag, and that's the attention. That's the force that is with us at the moment. So anyway, that's an update on some of the news stories. In a moment, we're going to meet Benjamin Farr, who runs Top Leaf Farms. I think you'll find this a pretty exciting opportunity to find how some people are doing things differently. This fellow's got an extensive farming background, so he'll speak your language. On the American Family Farmer, 14 after the hour. Have you tried Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil yet? If you haven't, I suppose the question is, why? If you have achy joints, I was reading some stuff from some of the listeners. There's a guy named Fred who wrote in to tell me how much Joint Formula 14 has helped relieve his stiff hips and his hands. A farmer who uses a chainsaw a lot named Roberto, he had a knee replacement, and after that he was just as miserable as he was before. And now he's using Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil and feels much, much better. Do what a lot of listeners have been doing and are going to do. Go to achefree.live. That's achefree.live, achefree.live, and get the details on their special offer that includes free shipping. Only for the month of May, there's a money-back guarantee on Joint Formula 14. So you'll feel that the ache reliefs are gone or get your money back. Pretty good deal. Don't keep putting up with those terrible aches and pains. Try Joint Formula 14, brand new. New ingredients, new insight, new thoughts, a new way to treat all kinds of aches and pains. You'll order it from Sierra Sil at achefree.live. That's achefree.live with free shipping for the rest of the month.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Just text the word FORK to 246-810.
Let's talk to Benjamin Farr now on the American Family Farmer. He runs Top Leaf Farm. Go to their website. This is really, I'm finding it very intriguing as I go over what he's doing here. FarmTheRoof.com. Good to have you here, Benjamin. What's your vision here? And did you come up with this or somebody else and you were hired to make the dream come true? What's the story?
Hey, Doug. Well, thanks for having me on the radio this morning.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting it was an interesting story in the fact that I'm a farmer more from the rural landscape, and I was transplanted into the urban environment by my wife. She didn't want to live out in the country so much, so her being a city dweller, she brought me into the city, and it was through, you know, there's not many farms happening in the urban environment, nor are there farmers the urban environment at all, and so you get this new wave of urban agriculture that is spawning up all over the country. And you have these developers and people and, you know, who want to integrate farming into their systems. And there's not many people who know how to do that. And luckily I've had a lot of design background as well and have worked with people in that field. And so when a consultant was asked, you know, we want to put a farm on a roof. Can we do that? He said, well, you need a farmer. You know, you need a farmer in order to do that. So I know a person who is a really good farmer. And so I was contacted through a series of consultants and then brought into the project and I guess it was the challenge of it, just the idea. And this isn't something new. You know, it's happening massively in Chicago and New York and Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Places where food is being brought from California, you know, so out here on the West Coast, it's not as popular as broad because we have such a huge amount of great organic produce, locally grown produce, very close to the city. So it's not as urgent as places where they're shipping it all the way across the country.
Right.
But I rose to the occasion and gave them a great pitch. And then they said, well, will you help us design it? I said, sure, that sounds great, because I was now living in the city, and I'm like, well, I have to farm, so I might as well build a farm. And then they said, well, will you build it for us? And I said, okay, I'll build it. So I, you know, got my contractor's license. I have a big building background as well. And they said, well, will you operate it? Because who are we going to have operate this? So I kind of went through the development of our company, kind of went through this first initial project based on the need that was vacant, you know. And it's been an incredible journey since because, you know, building that and then showing people what's possible in the city.
Well, that's it. See, there's an inspiration, and that's why I wanted to tell a story. There's an inspiration here, and you'll get it right away. But it's interesting the difference from West Coast to East Coast and how that factors into, you know, how you actually do this, which we'll get into in a few moments. Benjamin Farr here from Top Leaf Farm. The experience and the information is here on the American Family Farmer.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A rewarding relationship.
Staples wants to thank you for your business.
By helping you save money for your business.
So now, during Staples Customer Appreciation Month, you can save big money on the things your business uses every day, like ink, toner, and paper.
And right now, a ream of Staples multi-purpose paper is only $4.50. That's almost half off.
Just our way of saying thanks.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, S-525-19. Valid on SKU 513099.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Benjamin Farr is the mind behind Topley Farm, website farmtheroof.com. So West Coast boy makes good West Coast from when you were a kid, what did you want to do, Benjamin?
You know, I grew up in Idaho. I was and then I moved to California to live with my mom. And when I wanted to be a basketball player, that's all I did. I was playing basketball as a kid, and you know, it skipped one generation. Like, I come from a family of farmers and big farmers from Nebraska and Kansas, moved to Idaho. But then I moved to California and I found my passion in growing things. And I think it was just, you know, down in my genetics, so to speak.
Well, and I think but it's a lot different to come from the Midwest and do what you're doing. It has to require a major and maybe more interesting than what effect it's had on you. What about your family? Do you have family members still back on the farm in the Midwest?
You know, well, it's switched the generation. So removed, I do, but not immediate family. No, immediate family. As we've seen in America, it's been the transgression of from the farm to the city, from an agricultural agrarian based society to one that's, you know, totally disconnected. So,
Isn't that, does that bother you thinking about that for a second?
Oh,
that's one of my main beefs, talking about how disconnected. I'm in a suburban situation. I happen to live part of the year in California, but my farm is in Massachusetts. And so now I'm really in the throes of getting things started big time. Very frustrated by the weather. That's something you don't have to worry about too much there. A little bit from time to time, but not like we do here in terms of wetness.
Yeah.
But there is this disconnect. There are three farms left in the city where I live was a town that was founded by farmers from England. It was called Danforth Farms, and there was nothing here until the mid-1800s but farms. Every inch of the town was devoted to agriculture to some degree. And now people in this town, I just made a deal yesterday with a store across town. I have an ice cream bus. If you go to eastleyfarm.com, you can see kind of what I do with the cows and with the farm. And I'm trying to get one part of town to connect with another part of town because they don't even know we exist. They don't even know that there's a working farm on this side of town. So I'm going to send my ice cream bus downtown, park it there, get people out. Where's Eastleigh Farm? So that, you know, at least they can know that something like this exists. And that's the frustration that you must go through to a point, although you're really in much more of an agricultural zone than I am. Aren't you? I mean, the people are kind of used to it.
But, you know, that's the main issue of our culture today and how we value food. And we have to look at, like, the disconnect. And our country was built on farms. I mean, it was built on the, you know, slave labor and all the
right. Yeah, it was.
Are problematic. But you know, we were, you know, this country was built on farms and it's transformed from that. And now people are totally disconnected with their food system. We waste 60% of our food in this country. It's grown by less than 1% of our population. So, you know, earlier in your segment, in your intro, you were talking about Trump and how he's disconnected and who's he talking to and who's his base. And
not talking to you and he's not talking to me, I'll tell you that.
Well, and even if he is talking to the farmers, there's such a small population growth that's growing a huge amount of this food for us and the world through our industry. So, you know, it's about how we can reconnect people to the food, and I think that's what we're trying to do in the urban agricultural movement.
Yep. I think what you're trying to do is not only reconnect but regenerate some of the interest in doing it, maybe even teaching people how to do it themselves, but certainly appreciation. We'll get back to you in a matter of moments here, Benjamin. Good to have you here. Benjamin Farr from Top Leaf Farm here on this week's American Family Farmer. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic Alabama state senator is now sponsoring a bill that would repeal the state's abortion ban that passed last week, which makes performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony unless the mother's health is in danger. Yesterday, hundreds of rallies in favor of abortion rights were held in communities nationwide. One such rally in Maryland, Diana Phillip of Pro-Choice Maryland says,
"We should be concerned that mothers, daughters, and sisters all throughout our land are being challenged with the idea that they can't access the full spectrum of reproductive health care. We need to be concerned for all the states, not just Maryland."
As more House Democrats push to open impeachment proceedings against President Trump, Speaker Nancy Pelosi will discuss the issue with her caucus this morning. She's been cool to the idea of preferring aggressive investigations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with ideas on how to make things more successful. This is a labor of love for me, and I hope that for the people who give of their time, like Benjamin Farr, to tell their stories, it's also something that I'm appreciative of because I know how busy, especially this time of year, we all can be making things work. So, meanwhile, back to the story of Topley Farm. You used a couple of terms. I think I mentioned regenerative agriculture, what the practices are now and what they were before. Again, you grew up on a farm, so how have you changed the way you do things?
Well, it's about, this idea of regenerative agriculture is really shifting our whole paradigm of how we grow food. We've been handed a system, inherited a system that is an extractive one. I mean, farming in general is a very contrived system. We're building a system for our main purpose of extracting a crop that we then eat or create some kind of product from. And, you know, that whole process of the extraction and then having to put our inputs, and any farmer knows you have all your, you have to keep your fertility cycles and your management plans up to par in order to have a good harvest. And so,
right,
you know, this idea that we've been mining the soil, we've been mining our ecosystems for decades, a couple hundred years actually, and now we're seeing the problems of that soil depletion. And so this whole idea around regenerative agriculture is we need to actually create a system that regenerates. We need to build up that natural capital in the soil again, but we also still need to harvest. So
yeah,
what are the techniques and strategies to do that? And there's it's actually changed dramatically over even just the last few years, but the last decade, because regenerative farming is often looked at the soil health, which it should be, but it goes into no-till practices, and that often then results in people using, you know, weed killers like Roundup to manage the weeds, because they're like, okay, we're not going to till, how are we going to get rid of the weeds? Well, it's actually, let's look at why we have weeds in the first place and look at our strategies and what we're growing and what we've inherited. And we can't just like make this change overnight. This is a long arc of how we need to change our agricultural practices, you know, in this
country. It's so insidious about this, Benjamin, too, in terms of using Roundup. One of the things about Roundup that farmers generally don't know is that, yes, Roundup kills the weeds, but it does not kill the seeds in the weeds. So you spray Roundup to get rid of the current crop, but because of insidious isn't even a strong enough word for it. The calculated planning of them building something that will kill what the problem is now, but then create a bigger problem so that they can sell you more of their stuff to create more of a problem. Never mind not killing the seeds, but it does kill the very nature of what the dirt, what the ground, what the soil is all about. What I get the biggest kick out of as a dairy guy, and you may, I don't know, I didn't ask you if they have any cows. It looks like you're growing. Hard to have a cow on a rooftop.
My son says that. He says, Dad, if we're going to have a farm, where's the cow? Why don't we get the cow on the roof? And it's like,
That's got the cows. But, you know, the organic nature of, at least in my world, I've been raising Jersey brown cows all my life, been around cows all my life. And so I get this big kick out of having debates with people about methane gas and how harmful cows are for the planet. And all you got to do is go into a field where a cow has pooped in the last 24 to 48 hours and look at the circle that surrounds the area of poop, and you'll see it's much greener. And people say, gee, I wonder what that is. Well, one of the things that I teach on my farm, because I want people to learn and experience the life of a cow, and what happens in the four stomachs is it creates a fabulous harvest of microbial activity that when it's dumped on the ground, it goes out and reinvigorates the soil all around it. That's why it's green. It puts the stuff back into the soil that we, or many of us, and I use that in quotation marks, have soaked out of the soil. You can put fertilizer on the soil that's aimed at helping the plant, but it doesn't do a damn thing for the soil.
That's the point of your show, the small family farm. It's all a matter of scale. And so this idea that about cows being detrimental to our environment, it's the scale that they're being confined into in these huge CAFOs.
Horrible.
Taken away from the field, taken away from that fertility cycle. You know, Joel Salatin and Polyface Farm
great.
And what he does with, we have rotational grazing and all this holistic management. I mean, that is how the natural ecosystem works, and we need to re-engage with that. We need to, and that's what people can get inspired about is, okay, how can we actually re-engage ourselves but also the farm into our ecosystem and actually be a contributor to the restoration of our ecosystems, to the climate change solution strategies. And so, you know, I'm doing my, again, scale. I'm a small, very small farm. And the whole point of what I'm trying to do in the urban environment is do something at a scale that has an impact, even if it's connecting with 8 or 10 restaurants and doing a few markets. People then get to see like, oh, this food was actually grown within 3 miles of where you're actually buying it from.
Yeah.
And it was harvested the same day, like it should be. It shouldn't be a packaged lettuce that you're getting that's 5, 6, 7 days old. The nutrient density of that food is
well, that's
is
what people don't realize either. You hit another one of my hot buttons here, the transporting of food from Florida to the East Coast or California to the East Coast or the Midwest or whatever it is. You, yep, by the very nature of what goes on, lose the starch, lose the value, lose the sugars, taste, whatever, any of the number of measurements that there are to get value out of food are lost. You're better off to get frozen food that comes out of the field and gets quick frozen, and by that, most people don't know, oh, I don't want frozen food, I want fresh food. Well, how fresh is it really when it's been in a truck for a week?
Right, so we're trying to grow ultra-fresh, hyper-local food. And in that connection, people then get to taste the difference and they get to feel better. So again, with the idea of like spraying Roundup and spraying things, there's this huge health issue that is erupting in our country right now. And it's based on the food that we eat. We hear this from when we were a kid. You are what you eat. So let's eat some real food.
Right. And not all this prepackaged stuff and things that are filled with all kinds of preservatives. You look at the health of the country, and, you know, the insidious part of it is you look at the people that are on the board of directors of Monsanto before they were bought by Bayer, and then you look at the people who are on the board at Eli Lilly or any of the other drug companies, and hello, it's the same.
Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, it's the same people. They're all the same people. Yeah. I mean, come on. Let's get real here. I've got to pause for a second. When we come back, I want to talk about what else you do. Do you go around and help people design? You've built your own deal that people can see at farmtheroof.com, but will you go to someplace else and help people set up their farm? I want to find out how that works with you in a matter of moments here. In the meantime, I want to once again remind everybody about how you can help people that are in our circumstance. The circumstance Benjamin's describing, circumstance I describe, circumstance of many of you who are in the family farming business. I put together a deal with an outfit. You know, you hear the ads all over the place, cars for kids. Well, now we got cars for farmers. Old vehicles that you've been meaning to repair, I've got them all over. We all do. Tractors, balers, harrows, rakes, whatever you've got. It's no good anymore. It's just steel laying around. You can donate this stuff to help preserve the wholesome nature of American family farming in general. Your donation will support one of the really great institutions, one of the last great institutions, as a matter of fact, the family farm. On average, one U.S. farm feeds about 160, 170 people every year. 99% of the farms are family operated, and many of those are in trouble economically, for reasons that we discuss here all the time. So, to acknowledge that farmers get about 15 cents out of every dollar you spend on food, that's one thing. That's for the people outside to understand. But if you inside have an old vehicle, old truck, an old tractor, an old motorcycle, a boat, a trailer, you name it, you can donate it by calling 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Or you can go online to the AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com and complete the form online to give your vehicle. They'll come take it away. You get a tax deduction. Won't cost you anything to get rid of it. And the American Family Farmers Show, go to the website and you can complete the form there. Or you can call them directly at 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483.
Hi, I'm Ray Romano. When a soldier returns home, their transition to civilian life should be a time of joy as they reunite with friends and family. But for some veterans, an uninvited guest shows up at that reunion. It's called post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, and it's a battle scar that's no less real than any physical one. Its symptoms can include flashbacks, depression, guilt, and loss of purpose. Many veterans with PTSD suffer in silence, or they may hide their symptoms because of the stigma attached. The fact is, PTSD is a medical condition, and it's treatable. It should be handled with compassion, understanding, and specialized medical care. Our veterans serve to protect us. They're our nation's heroes. Call 1-888-44-SALUTE or go to saluteheroes.org to find out about available resources that can help. You could be saving a life. Thank you.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Roaming through the American Family Farm, as we do every week at this time, we're talking to Benjamin Farr from Top Leaf Farms. I wondered whether you design systems and farms for other people. Is that part of what you do, Benjamin?
I do, and that's kind of what subsidizes the actual growing. You know, sure. That's where the somewhat money is, so to speak, in the, in the whole venture.
Yeah.
So I do rooftop urban systems, but my experience again is based more in the broadacre regenerative farm field. So doing land management strategies, practices, planning, as well as these urban systems.
So can you give us the secret? We were talking a few minutes ago about how to get rid of the weeds when we take our shots at Monsanto and Roundup. But how do you keep weeds from? I mean, I spread a lot of manure on my fields, and inherent in that is going to be some seeds for weeds. What do you do to get rid of the weeds as the stuff grows?
Well, you know, sometimes I plant them. You know, weeds are opportunistic plants that fill the void, and they also are indicators of what's happening in the soil.
So
it's understanding what weeds are coming up, what they're indicating, and then most of the time it's an imbalance of something. Sometimes it's just an imbalance of the soil being bare. And so it's about covering the soil, keeping the soil covered. That's what nature wants to do. So when I say plant the seeds, plant the weeds, you can find more different cover crops as understories and things that will create a different layer within there that can also outcompete weeds, different clovers, different
plants. You know, it's very interesting that what's good now may have been a weed before. Kale is a weed. Reality based. Look at all the people want to have.
Parsley.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Edible beef and even dandelion, you know?
Right. I was just going to say dandelions, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and, you know, it's breeding the seeds. So it's also, people have to look at, you know, not where the food comes from, but also the seeds. Where do the seeds come from and how to get those? That's a whole other topic. But, you know, we look at where our food comes from, where our seeds come from, what the weeds are telling us, and how can we adjust and adapt and create an ecosystem of restoration within the field of the farm. That's our main strategy, and how to build an ecosystem, how to build these systems that are providing ecological services for us, not only with food, but helping rebuild that soil again.
That has to be the future of our food, of our health, of our soil. We've got to get back to that. Otherwise, other countries who are smarter than we are will do all of these things and will be healthier than we are and will last longer than we do. So a good lesson, word to the wise. FarmTheRoof.com, Top Leaf Farms website. Go visit it and learn. Benjamin Farr, good to have you here. A privilege to learn your story, and I continue to wish you and many others who are trying the same sort of thing much success, because we all need it and you deserve it. Thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or Donna Garland at yahoo.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The opportunity, because I guess this is my program, so I feel like I need to comment on things from time to time. And my conversation with Benjamin brought me back around to something that I talk about frequently, and people ask me for more information, especially on my own farm, about how cows can save the planet. And so I'm going to get into that with you in a matter of moments in a brief overview. I want to remind you about how the history of our American Family Farmer show goes back about three and a half years, and every week we have a different focus. You can find in an accrual way, we aggregate all of the shows and they're all there listed, what the information is. For example, the current American Family Farmer show talks about the weather, how reports indicate that a lot of family farmers haven't been able to fertilize or even get onto the fields, and then we talk about the White House, the negative effects of the tariffs. That story continues for sure for the family farmer. And then I introduce you to Bobby Wilson, who is a government relations associate for the Wisconsin Farmers Union, a division of the National Farmers Union. She has similar duties with Dairy Together over the last 10 years or so. We look at the history of dairy farms. Do you realize this country has lost 17,000 dairy farms in the past 10 years? So we have about a third as many cows as we used to, and that's not good for us, certainly not good for the family farmer. But we have these huge conglomerates, and that's really what's affecting us, and we talk about that and the price crisis. And then I opine on farming anxiety, the weather, and the trade issues, that sort of stuff. So support yourself. Join a support group. That's one of the other things we talk about, how to do that. The current version of the American Family Farmer Show. You get it, you download it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This portion of the program brought to you by Marley and Martha. Yes, Martha is Martha Stewart. Marley is a friend of hers, came up with an idea to send fresh ingredients, great food, right to your door. And you can get that now. You want to cook meals at home? Here's a way to get fresh, healthy food, healthy choices by going to, you just get your iPhone or whatever device you have and text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. You get the great food sent right to your door. The first three meals are free. So to be a part of Martha's free taste test, be the first, one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810 right now. Get the great food. Fix it at home. Text the word FORK to 246-810 to get the first three meals for Martha and Molly Spoon free.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A rewarding relationship.
Staples wants to thank you for your business.
By helping you save money for your business.
So now, during Staples Customer Appreciation Month, you can save big money on the things your business uses every day, like ink, toner, and paper.
And right now, a ream of Staples multi-purpose paper is only $4.50. That's almost half off.
Just our way of saying thanks.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, ends 5/25/19. Valid on SKU 513099.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
All right, so how do cows save the planet? This is a favorite, and I admit to this because cows are my thing. One of my favorite focuses here, especially as we keep talking about all the aid to farmers who ought not to be getting the help, the farms that are suffering from climate change, Trump's trade war, whatever. Here's how you can help. If people don't understand what's going on with your cows and their role in the environment, the issue is pretty controversial. Some people believe methane gas from cow manure is a contributor to climate change. It's not. Livestock emits 2% of the total methane drawn into the atmosphere. But there are those who use the argument that methane emissions are going to kill the planet. No, we're not going to kill the planet anyway. We will not kill the planet. We'll kill ourselves, but the planet will be just fine. And one of the things, as I just explained, a lot of people in Vermont are following this story and trying to have covert effect on the carbon stuff in the air and soil practices. Get some cows and let them run around like chickens, too. Chickens and cows, the best thing to recreate the health of a soil on a farm, any place you want to. I know it's not likely you're going to get a cow or a chicken if you live in the suburbs, but cows and chickens together will save the planet. I know you won't hear that anywhere else, but you sure as heck heard it here first. On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.